Hello and welcome to this special Top 5 Rules to Live By episode. Each week I ask my guests for their guiding principles for life that they want to share with us. Things that motivate and inspire them, or that they really want us to understand for making fundamental change. I hope you enjoy this shorter format, giving you some tips each week to consider while you're going about your day. Okay, so Yevon, I'd love your top 5 rules to live by, if you've been able to think about those. And, you know, we've talked about some lots of different experiences that you've had of being a professional and the different aspects of your life as a skater. So
yeah,
you have something to share.
So I had some time to think about this. I think the first one, my motto is be the change you want to see in the world. And gorgeous. I think that was one of the, I was always a little bit shy to try something. Maybe mentally I was holding things back. If I had a thought, I would negate it, you know. And I was like, one of the big things was one of the lockdown classes for, you know, free classes, I was like, I want to give a structure to these people or these kids that are not going to school or whatever. And I just went and did it. And it was like one of the most fruitful feelings I've done in my life. And I think that's something that I just want to always remember to do.
That it gave you back so much as well as giving to them.
And exactly.
It didn't feel like a drain to you that you were doing that for free.
No, no.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of energy they gave back to me every morning, every day of that lockdown is just immense. Like, and I think that was one of the biggest things, like courage thing I've done for myself. It sounds a little bit silly, but yeah. And just really seeing what do you want to see? And if you want to do it, do it.
Yes. I love that. Yeah.
And then the second one is my coach always said, because I have always been a very perfectionist and I would quit if it's not perfect. I get really down on myself, like, quit. It's like, oh, give up. Very emotional person, I think I am. And he said, you know, the only thing you can do is doing the best that you can do in this moment given to you. That's all you can do. So do the best that you can in this given moment. That's all you can do. And if you can live your day and each day like this, you know, just do the best that you can today. That's all you can do. It may not be the best like yesterday, but if you do this best today, it will take you to the next best step. So that's what I also tell my students right before they compete, when they're really nervous about something. You know what? This is the given moment. Do the best that you can. And it's all you can do. And everything's up in the air. It's fine, you know? And that's really stuck with me. And really helped me.
And it's a really positive and self-compassionate way to approach something like competitive sports, where it seems like you said, it's very perfectionist, very cutthroat and all about your last results.
Yes.
But being able to see that you did the best means that you can come out of it regardless of what the result is, feeling fulfilled by that result.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then my third one, I recently heard this one and I absolutely love it, because I think I feel at times defeated before I start, if that makes sense. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I ruined my diet today.
Yeah, I might as well just carry on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this quote, I love it so much. It says, when's the best time to plant a tree? It's 20 years ago. When's the next best time? It's today.
I love that.
So I'm like, well, I couldn't make it happen 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Actually, this is the best moment. This is the best moment.
Yeah. Regardless of what you've done. And how does that, I wonder how that could relate into your being a mother and going through motherhood, because sometimes I always felt like, I don't know, like I'd have a difficult day with the kids or something, and I'd be thinking, oh, that's, I've just ruined everything completely.
Yeah.
But actually, like you say, that gives you this reminder that every moment is an opportunity to keep on making things, not making things right necessarily, because maybe that's not what it's about, but being the mum that you want to be at that moment is, that moment is now.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, exactly.
Not kind of going, screw it, I've ruined them all for life.
Exactly, yeah. So it's like, hopeful, we've not ruined it forever. Hopeful.
Exactly.
And then the fourth one is breathing and meditating. That's huge for me. I think one of my favorite books was, I'm gonna not say it right, but the book is called I Am Here. He just passed away. It was one of the Buddhists that passed. No,
Thich Nhat Hanh.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Love that book. And it says, as I inhale, I am breathing in. As I exhale, I am breathing out. And I absolutely love that mantra so much, because it really just takes me to the present moment. And the only moment that I have is now and here and in and out. Yeah. When I feel overwhelmed.
And everything goes up and up. And you're like, yeah. As you think about all of your scheduling issues and things like
that. Absolutely.
And your challenges. Yeah, exactly. You're kind of sucking in, holding the breath and getting more and more anxious, but just remembering to breathe in, knowing that you're breathing in and breathing out and knowing you're breathing out.
Yeah,
that's a lovely thing. And ties in beautifully with your previous point as well, that when you anchor yourself into the present moment, it's a new opportunity to do the best that you're doing in that present moment. The breathing is that first step, isn't it? To just kind of go, okay, I'm aware of where I am right now, rather than being caught up in whatever else has happened in your day or future forecasting the doom and gloom and disaster of what else might happen.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And the last one, I got into Wim Hof's story about cold showers and cold diving. So I hate cold water. I hate swimming. And you won't believe it, I've been doing cold showers for a year and a half now. And it has been life-changing for me.
Wow. Okay. Like, how did you start then?
My sister...
10 seconds? Or...
I start with hot shower and then I start doing cold shower, I have to really work up to it. Really, 10 seconds. And like shoulder and then legs and then I go back into it. But I find it's very interesting. Like afterwards, the chicken shit. After a cold shower, I just feel so strong after a cold shower. Yeah. And then my brain changes somehow.
Yes.
It really makes a huge difference. Like I can take on everything today.
Yeah. I mean, once you've stood in a shower, a cold shower, and just breathe through it for 2 minutes or whatever you're under for, you kind of think, come on, day, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you do the whole, did you investigate the whole breathing and everything, Wim Hof's breathing method?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I loved it. I do it when I can. I was very consistent with it for a while. And then they said, don't do it when you're pregnant. So I haven't done it during pregnancy. Yeah. But I was able to hold like 4 minute retention and it just feels incredible. I loved it. And I love cold showers and I don't love it really. I just make myself do it and I feel good afterwards.
And how often do you do one through your week? Every day?
Every day. Anytime I take a shower. So right. Being a parent, it could be every 2 days.
Right. Yeah.
When I can. Every time in the shower, I do a cold shower.
Wow, that's amazing. And you've just found it completely transformative.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So are you digging out a plunge pool in your garden and filling it with ice?
Oh, God.
Not quite that
Probably
far.
Probably not. cold shower will do for me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, it's a good one. Hey, look, the good thing about knowing that a cold shower is the right thing is you can have it anywhere, right? You don't have to have a plunge pool or a wheelie bin full of ice or whatever else it is that.
Yeah, I'm still a chicken shit to do actually ice diving.
Though. Right, yeah. Okay. So not quite kind of going that far. So you're not going to be in the, I'm trying to think, the sea closest to Manchester would be, I mean, it'll be like the Irish Sea, really, wouldn't it? Like super cold in the middle of winter. You're not quite that dedicated. No,
I hope one day.
Okay. one day. Yeah. That's a really good one. In fact, I have a cold shower at the end of all of my showers, but I also sea swim, and I do it because I sea swim, and it means that I only go once a week. And if I have a cold shower, it kind of prepares me and keeps me conditioned for being able to get into the cold. So yeah, and I love having it, particularly when I'm feeling really like, oh God, I woke up too early this morning and my brain's not functioning. And by the time I go and have a shower, I'm like, right. Come on then, I'm ready.
Yes, yeah.
You can't feel anything but that when you've been blasted your face with cold water.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's a great one. Thank you so much. Those are all wonderful. Thank you, Eben.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it was great. It was a really lovely chat. And thank you so much for sharing all about your life. It sounds, so interesting, so many different aspects. And it sounds like you've got so much to share with all of your students, which is really wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode and you found at least one snippet of inspiration from this week's guest. If you're enjoying this format and the other episodes, I would love you to take 1 minute to rate, review, subscribe, or follow this podcast in wherever you listen. If you're on Apple Podcasts especially, a rating and review go a long way, and it would mean the world to me for you to take a second to do that. Thank you again for being here. I'll see you next time.